Okay, Rabbeisai, we saw beautiful sugya last week, mainly because every sugya is beautiful, but especially the hard ones. But we are very, very much still right there in the middle of the sugya. We have not by any chance finished it. So let's just make a very, very brief summary of the main parts of the sugya so far, those which are nageya to the continuation of the sugya. It began with the machloikas in the Mishnah, Reb Meir and the Chachomim. How many dayonim do you need to adjudicate a case of Moisi Shemra? Is it 3 or is it 23? Reb Nachum, you're not Reb Nachum, Reb Larry, your screen is going a bit berserk. Okay, this new Zoom apparently is doing funny things.
It's almost psychedelic.
Yeah, Reb Nachum, you're going multicolored there, Netanya, there. Okay, that's okay. Reb Nachum, you're with us there. In which town?
I'm in Yerushalayim right now.
Yerushalayim, Irakadish. Okay. It's the Waldorf. It looks like the Waldorf in the background.
It is.
Okay. I'll call Ponovayfen. That's not Mamish our subject. Our subject is Moitzi Shemra. Moitzi Shemra, we saw Machloikis in the Mishnah Machloikis Tanoim. 3 Dayonim or 23. What is the Machloikis? At the end of the day, everybody would certainly agree. Larry, I'm sorry, but your screen is very disturbing at the moment. Yep, sorry. What is the Machloikis? So we saw various opinions. We saw Ula and we saw Rabo. If you remember, Ula said it's all about La'az. What does La'az mean? There's a suspicion that word will get out and eventually Adim might turn up, which means that even if the husband is not claiming that she's chayev misa, rather he's just claiming a financial claim, but we're worried that it might morph into a case of dinin nefoshes. Explanation number one. Explanation number two was that of Rabo. Rabo said, no, there's no such thing. If it only comes for money, then you only need 3 dayanim. Rather, we're talking about a case of where he came for nefoshes, but the Edim, and therefore we assembled 23 Dayanim, but the Edim that he was looking for could not be found. So they're about to go home, and he says, no, but at least adjudicate for the money side of it, so we're going to keep the 23 there. Why? Because of COVID. It's a lack of dignity to now send them home. Those were so far the two explanations that we saw. Today we're going to see another explanation. But before we do that, let's just remind ourselves of one more chelik of the Gemara. Because we had a braisa at the top of our Amud, which says, in the name of the Chachamim, sometimes 3 and sometimes 23. And that needs very big explanation. Why does it need explanation? Because according to Ula, you always need 23 because you're always worried that it will morph into an nefoshes. So how can you say sometimes 3 and sometimes 23? Bishloima, the Gemara said, according to Rabbi, it's very good. You don't always need 23. You only need 23 because of COVID reasons where you initially assembled 23. But if I initially only assembled 3 because it's a monetary case, then that's what it will remain. So sometimes it's 3 and sometimes 23. But according to Ula, that there was a general rule, we're always concerned that it will eventually turn into a dinei nefoshes. So you've always got to have 23. So what did the Braisa mean? Sometimes 3 and sometimes 23. So the Gemara said this was the teretz of Reb Chiya Ba'ovin. Reb Chiya Ba'ovin was described as the Ari Shebechabura. And he said this magnificent teretz that we're talking about where the husband came not claiming that he's going to bring Edim, but rather he brought the Edim with him. Problem was they turned out to be Edim Zaymamin, because the father of the Kala actually produced his Edim that disproved the first, in which case the whole case has been now turned on its head. Instead of the Baal doing the claiming, it turns out actually the father does the claiming against the Baal. So therefore there's no concern anymore of Laz or of Kovid. Why? Because this case has been totally disbanded, as we explained at the end of last time. And now there's a brand new decision to make. What's the brand new decision to make? Instead of the husband having any claim of nefoshes or ksuba, all of that's now been thrown out. And rather the father now claims, excuse me, I've now got a brand new claim, and that, in fact, you owe me a knas. So therefore, under those circumstances, there's absolutely no reason to have 23 dayonim, because neither is it, nor can it become a case of dinei nefoshes. That's all been disproven. The only last thing that needs to be sorted out is money. And as we said last time, there's no issue of kavod over here. Why is there no issue of kavod? Because this is a brand new case. There's only an issue of kavod in which the very case that the Edim came to judge is now going to be judged without them. That's really a bizoyan. But this is a new case. They came to judge against the wife. And now they're judging against the husband. That's a brand new Moshe of Beis Din. You'll only need three for that. Okay. So now have a look at the Gemara. The Gemara, the end of the line, says, Abaya Omer. Abaya is now going to suggest a third teretz. This is a brand new teretz. We've already had the opinion of Ula. Then we had the second opinion of Rabban. We're now going to have a third explanation. What is the machlokes between Rameya and the Chachamim? Now, Rabbi Say, it's Sunday morning. Everybody's had Shabbos to take a bit of a breather. Midaf Halken Kop over here. Midaf Halken Kop. What does it mean, Midaf Halken Kop? Because we remember that we always have to, on the one hand, suggest an explanation. What is the machlokes between Rameya and the Chachamim in the Mishnah? That's the first point of avoida. But then the next avoida is, whatever explanation you give, you're going to have to suggest an explanation for the Braisa, the top of our Amud, which says, according to the Chachamim, sometimes 3 and sometimes 23. So now let's take this slowly. Says the Gemara, Abaya Omer. Why doesn't it say Omer?
But the trouble is only according to Ula.
So far. If we're going to see a new explanation of Abaya, so we're going to have to work out, is he also in trouble or is he not in trouble? So first, let's hear Abaya's explanation. The Gemara says Abaya Omer. It doesn't say Omer Abaya. When the Gemara says Omer Abaya, that means he's beginning a new part of the Gemara. But Abaya Omer means he's coming to disagree with that which has been said previously. So indeed, Abaya is now coming to disagree with Ula. He's disagreeing with Rabba, and he says the following. Abaya Omer. De Kula Alma, all parties agree. Who are the two parties over here? The Heiliger Meir and the Heiliger Chachamim. De Kula Alma, Chayshinon Lelaz. It could well be that everybody agrees that there is a concept called Laz, and it always, in theory, may morph into a Dinei Nefoshes. That's not the Machlokes, number one. Umishum Kvoidom Shal Rishonim, and everybody agrees also that you've got to be concerned with the Kavod of the Rishonim, so even if it began as Dinei Nefoshes and ends up being watered down into a Dinei Momonos, you've still got to have 23. That's not the Machlokes. So he's taken the very two factors that Ula and then Rabba suggested those are the points of conflict, and Abaya says those are not the points of conflict. When it comes to Laz, they're both on the same page. When it comes to Kavod, they're both on the same page. So, Rabbeinu Shalom, what is the Machlokes then? If everybody agrees to Laz, then you should always need 23. If everybody agrees to Kavod Shal Rishonim, you should always need 23. When on earth will the Chachamim ever say that you need only 3 Dayanim? How can that be? Not Chachamim, Rameh. How can Rameh ever say you need 3 Dayanim? What's the case? So Abaya comes up now with a brand new factor. In order to understand Abaya's brand new factor, let's just remind ourselves a very, very important yesod. We know, of course, that two Edim, in order for Beis Din to paskin any halacha, two Edim must come to Beis Din and they give their testimony. But remember, the Edim's job actually began long before they showed up in Beis Din. When did the Edim's work begin? Vadim's work began when they first saw Reuven trying to be Mechalel Shabbos or about to be Mechalel Shabbos. So the Edim do not stand idly by just to watch, so that potentially if it continues into a Chilul Shabbos, they can give Edus and Bezdin. Rather, they step in and they give Reuven Hasra'a, a warning. If they do not give a Hasra'a, then all their testimony is useless, because Bezdin would never ever administer a punishment unless there was first a Hasra'a.
How could there be a hasra in this case when they're accusing a woman of being mizana during nisuin? How could that be? Were they going to warn her beforehand? They saw the results of the situation, so that's an edus. They didn't have an opportunity to warn her before. No.
How can you kill somebody for zanus if she was never warned about it in the first place? So they see that she's about to commit zanus, and they give a hasra like every other case of hasra. Can't put her to death based post facto on discovering that she's committed zanus. There has to be a hasra. Now the question is, what exactly is the hasra? What do the Edim need to say to this potential Rasha? So obviously, they need to first tell him that what you're about to do is an Aveira. Because he may not know. Number two, they also have to remind him of the potential punishment. Because if not, once again, he can turn around and says, I was aware there was an Aveira, but I wasn't aware that there was a punishment, and I only be known, perhaps I wouldn't have done so. Here, however, comes the $64 million question. How specific do I have to be with regard to the punishment? Must I say that there's going to be a Chiyuv Misa? Must I tell the person which Chiyuv Misa? We know there's many misas, skila, sreifa. What happens if the Edim come to him and say, you must not be mechal on Shabbos, it's an avera to do a malach on Shabbos, and if you do so, you'll be killed. Now that's 100% true. But they did not detail which particular oinish of misa he's going to get, i.e. they did not say it's going to be skila. Does that constitute a hasra or not? And the answer is, it's a machloikus tanoim. There is one tana, we'll see this in a moment, who says you've got to not only tell him that he's going to be chayav misa, but you've got to also tell him which chayav misa. There is a second opinion that says it suffices to tell him that you're chayav misa. In which case, imagine you have an isha who's about to commit zanus whilst already being married to her husband, or at least after Kiddushin, that's enough for us. And Edim come to her and say, listen, you should know what you're about to do is an Aveira, and if you commit the Aveira, you'll be Chayev Misa. And then the Edim stand back. And they testify afterwards that she committed the Aveira. So will she be Chayev Misa or not? The answer is machloikas tanoim. If it's a machloikas tanoim, it means according to one opinion over here, she can never, ever, ever in this case end up being killed. Why? Because the hasra was not specific enough. In which case, even if you're concerned with laz and you're concerned with kovod and all the various factors we said till now, but it will never and can never be a case of dinei nefashos. Why? Because the hasra was not specific enough. In a circumstance like that, so you only need three dayanim.
So Edim have to be bakim b'halacha?
Right, 100%. So let's have a look at the Gemara. Abaya Oma, dekula Oma, cheshin on the laz. Everybody may well hold of laz. That's not the machlekes. Number one. Number two, Mishum Kvaidom Shal Rishainim. Again, everybody holds of Kavod of the Rishainim. That's also not the Machlekas. Oh, Chabemayaskinon. Do you know what we're talking about over here? Kegoin, for example, the Asru. They warned Bo, her, Stam. What does it mean, Stam? They gave her a warning saying, Stam, you're going to be Chayav Misa. And they didn't tell her which Chayav Misa. Vahai Tana. And this particular Tana, who the Tanya, this is what we've learned in a Braisa, because it says, Vashar Kol Chayve Misa is Shabbatero. The Braisa says, all Mises of the Torah. Shar means all other Mises. Others besides for what? We'll see in a moment. The Shar Kol Chayvei Mises. Rashi, in fact, fills us in. This is a Mishnah that Bezus Hashem will learn together, but it's going to take us a while because it's another 72 daf. Daf pay. In Daf Pei, it's talking about the sugya of Mesis. Anybody know what a Mesis is?
Yeah, somebody who persuades somebody to go against the Torah.
A Mesis is somebody who makes it his business to cause other people to do Averis. He encourages them to do Averis. And the halacha is that he has a special halacha that pertains only to a Mesis and not to others, and that is, he will be put to death even with no Hasra'ah. Why that should be the case, we'll see later. But that's the fact. A Mesis is put to death even if there was no warning. Now look back into the Gemara. This, the Braisa is now continuing. V'shar kol chayvei Mesis. But all other Chayvei Mises, what does that mean, other Chayvei Mises? Besides for what? Besides for Mises. Mises is the exception to the rule. So what is the rule? V'shar kol Chayvei Mises Shabbatayro. Ein m'misim oisom. You cannot put them to death unless you have the following three factors in place. Elo, number one, be'edo. There's got to be a community of judges, as Rashi explains. That means 23 judges, number one. If there's no 23, there's no definitely no Chiyav Misa. Number two, V'edim. There's got to be Edim. Number three, V'hasra. Oh, they've got to give warning. And what warning? V'ad sheyoidi'uhu, until they inform him, Shu Chiyav Misa Bebezdin. All they've got to say is that if he commits a Saveira, he'll be Chayav Misa in Bezdin.
If this is true, how does this work for Ula, who said?
Enough, however, because at the moment, that's the first opinion. What's the second opinion? No, Ad Sheyoidi Uhu, but Eza Misa Hunerak. The first opinion says you need the Edim to give Hasra and inform him that it will be Chayav Misa. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that's not sufficient. We require the Edim to give Hasra which Misa he's going to get. But merely to say that if you commit this Avera, you will be Chayav Misa, then you will not be Chayav Misa. So it turns out we have a Machloikas. We have a Machloikas, two Tanoim in the Mishnah, in Daf Pei. Do the Edim who give Hasra have to say which particular Misa he's going to get, or does it suffice to say that he will get Chiyav Misa? Back to our story. Abaya is suggesting that this is the same Machlokes in our Mishnah as well between Ramei and the Chachamim. We're talking about a case of Hasra, which was not detailed, meaning they said that she will be Chayav Misa, but they did not tell her which Chayav Misa it will be. If that's the case, can she possibly end up being killed? The answer is Machloikas. Between whom? Well, initially it's Machloikas in the Mishnah Daf Pei, between the first opinion of Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda, which Abaye is now suggesting, is our Machloikas as well, between the Ramei and Chachamim. So now we understand very well, why did Reb Meir say you only need three dayonim?
Like Rabbi Yehuda.
For Laz, and for kavod, all the reasons in the world for 23. So until this point, we saw a ullah or rabba who was suggesting maybe Rameh doesn't hold of Laz, maybe doesn't hold of kavod. Abai says, no. It's a technicality. Of course they hold of Laz. Of course they hold of kavod. That's not the discussion. The discussion is if the husband comes to Beis Din, all guns blazing, and he says, I want to have this woman put to death for committing zinus, and not only that, I have Edim, and here they are right in front of me. The Dayanim say, one second, let's just establish what type of case are we dealing with. Did you give her Hasra? Oh, absolutely. Did you tell her that she's going to be Chayav Misa? Absolutely. Did you tell her which Misa? No. We didn't tell her. Well,
which Misa is it?
According to one opinion, we don't need 23 anymore because this can't be a case of Nefoshes. According to the other opinion, it suffices. So you do need 23. So whether or not this is considered a case of Dinei Nefoshes depends on whether you're accepting this type of Hasra. Have a look at Rashi. There's a lengthy Rashi over here, Abaya Omer, on the sixth wide line. It turns out, by the way, an interesting scenario. If the husband comes with no Edim whatsoever, how many Dayanim will we need?
Three.
No.
23.
You need 23 because of Laz. Because we're always concerned that this will be transformed again. Abaya says, everybody holds of Laz.
Yeah.
So maybe Edim will turn up. What type of Edim? Edim who have given a perfectly valid Hasra.
Sure.
The problem is, this is the irony of the situation. The halacha changes when he does bring Edim. He might be worse off. Because if you bring Edim, remember, once you bring Edim, we're not now suspicious that another set of Edim will come along. So if you come along with Edim, these are the Edim. Problem is that the Edim messed up. Because the Edim did not give a full detailed Hasra. So Rashi says,
excuse me, Rav, if the time when these witnesses are going to receive their initial cross-examination,
yep,
there are just three judges doing that? Or have they already assembled the Court of 23? Because they knew on the docket it says...
No Dayan has been assembled at all. The two Edim step into Beis Din with the husband who's furious.
Yeah.
And they meet the secretary of the Beis Din.
Okay.
Secretary says, yes, what would you like to say? I accuse my wife of committing zinus and I claim that she's Chayav Misa. The secretary says, one moment, just before I assemble the Dayanim, let me just ask the Edim, did you give the correct Hasra? If not, well, I'm sorry, there is no Din in the Foshes, so I'm only calling up three. If you gave detailed Hasra, then I'm going to call 23. Okay. If the husband says, yeah, I claim that she committed Znus, and the secretary says, well, where are the Edim? Well, I don't have any money at the moment, but it could be the Edim will turn up.
Then you're going to have 23.
Then you have to have 23. Says Rashi, Abaya Omar, I b'shaloi hevi Edim. If we're talking about a case where actually he didn't bring any Edim at all, the Kula Alma, everybody agrees, the Cheshishin Lalaz. Everybody agrees that the rumors will get out, word will spread, and Edim will turn up, and therefore, Ubo Inon, Esrim Vishloisha. And you would require 23. Why? Like we said before, Dilma Shomi Sahadi. Because maybe Edim will hear the Osu and they will come along afterwards. And yes, it will morph into Edim in Nefoshes. Number one. Number two. Umid bo'ina on Esrim b'shloisha, Beresha. And because Beresha, from the outset, from the beginning, we require 23, as just explained. Then afilu mamoin be'esrim b'shloisha. So even if it ends up a case of mamoin, doesn't mean it ends up a case of mom. In other words, Edim never turned up. He couldn't find the Edim. So what are we back to now? We're back to the old COVID story. Once I've assembled 23, do I keep them there? And the answer is yes. Even Momain, Be'esrim, V'shloisha, Y, D'choyshashin, L'chvedom, Sh'orishenim. So Rashi is taking our hand and says, listen, everybody agrees you've got to start off with 23 if Edim have not yet been produced. Why? Because they might come. Everybody agrees. Everybody also agrees that once I've assembled the 23, even if the Dinei Nefoshes part is now dropped, because Edim don't come, and it just is watered down to a Momon case, doesn't matter. Nonetheless, you've got to retain the initial 23. Why? For reasons of COVID. So there's no machlokes. Everybody agrees that in all those circumstances we just mentioned, you need 23. So what is the machlokes? When would there be a case that Rav Meir would actually say you only need three zokrashi? The hocha, and over here, the plukta, the masnisim. It's all about that machlokes in the Mishnah. What is the definition of hasra? Kagoyim. Shehevi eidim betchilas hazmonoso eledin. Not that he hasn't brought eidim and we're concerned the eidim may come. No, he actually turned up with eidim. Betchilas hazmonosoi ledin. When he initially summons the court to assemble, he turns up with eidim. Ah, if that's the case, like we've said a number of times, once you bring eidim, sue after that, leka lamechash. There's nothing to be concerned about sa'ad yachrim. You don't have to be concerned that there's other eidim. No, here are the eidim. In which case, la'az now is totally irrelevant. There's no other eidim lurking about. These are the eidim that he's turned up to Beis Din with. Fine. Vahani omri. And they say, ba'ape telosa, in front of three dayonim, the hisru bo misa stam. That they warned her about misa stam. What does stam mean? Without going into details. The law is kiru law skila. And they did not mention that actually she's going to get skila kedin na'aro hamuroso, in accordance with halacha of a betrothed girl who, if it transpires she's committed znus, she has to get skila. But they didn't tell her that detail. Rabbi Meir Sovar, Rabbi Meir and our Mishnah holds, well, that's it. That's not called Hasra, why not? Su Leka Hocha Dine Nefoshes. There cannot any longer be Dine Nefoshes in this case. Ubahani Shloisha. And with these three that are here, Sagi, that will be sufficient. Lemeidan to judge Dine Momenes Diksuba.
And what about Kobod?
There's no Kobod, there's no 23 there. 23.
You just said the Baal comes with Edim, so they bring 23, and then it turns out that
you are listening. The Baal came with Edim, and there were only three to start off with. We're happy to assemble 23 if there was a suitable Hasra, but there wasn't. So 23 were never ever summoned in the first place. We only summoned 23 in the first place, either if there was a correct Hasra, or if we're concerned that Edim will turn up. But if Edim have already come and they've admitted in giving faulty Hasra, so three is sufficient. Because it can never be, according to Rameah, a case of Dine Nefoshes. By the way, what will be if these Edim turn out to be Edim Zomimin?
Oh, then the cases turn upside down. Well,
that's the previous case.
Yeah, but one second.
They get punished.
One second.
It would be mammon for the father.
Oh, in other words, these two Edim came marching into Beis Din claiming they're what? that she's committed znus and we want her killed. But the first thing that the Dayanim asked him is, one moment, did you give the correct Hasra? And he says, well, they say, no, we didn't say anything about the correct Misa. In which case, your claim of wanting to put her to death is irrelevant. You can't put her to death because you never gave the correct Hasra. So if now other Edim would come and there would be Mazim, the first Edim, what would happen to the first Edim? Would they get put to death or they'd only have to pay money?
Well, no, they don't have to pay money.
They have to pay money. In which case, this whole case can never, ever, ever, ever end up being din in a foshus. Either if the case goes through plain sailing, or if it turns out to be Edim Zomimin, even then there will not be a Misa. If there's no need to have 23, says Rashi, Dechi Nami Yuzmu. Because even if they end up being Edim Zomimin, Yishalem Mea Kesef. They have to pay out Mea Kesef. There's no question of Din Nefoshes. Therefore, a Mea says, you only need three. But the Rabbonon Savri, but the Rabbonon hold that no. They say, this is a very good Hasra. Kiven the Asru Bey Misa, comma. Because they did give her warning about Misa, even though they didn't detail which particular Misa. Dine nefashais ikar. That is called Dine nefashais. In their opinion, that would suffice. That's considered a perfectly valid hasra. Umiktala, and she would have to be killed. Therefore, it is Dine nefashais. So the machlokes between Rav Meir and the Chachamim is whether or not this is considered a good hasra, says Rashi, v'hai tanahu, etc., 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 v'chule. That is the exact machlokes that we find in Daf Pei. Now, Rashi, who never ever leaves us in the lurch, fills in the last missing detail. Because we all really have to stop and say to ourselves, one moment. We had a braisa at the top of the page. Remember, what did the Chachamim say? Sometimes three and sometimes 23. What's the explanation of that? When would there be three according to the Chachamim? If Chachamim say that what?
When they gave no warning.
One second. If Chachamim say that what? That even a mild hasra is good enough, and that will be din nefoshos. So when would you have a case of three?
When the Edim say we gave no warning.
Yeah, but then that's not Edus at all. Truth is, we could just stick to our original answer that Rav Chiya Bar Ovin said. When they came, and they claimed they gave hasra, and it was a perfectly good hasra, and yet what? It all turned pear-shaped because that Edim Zemimim. Says Rashi in the last line, Ubraisa diktani l'rabbonon tovu momoin b'shloisha. The Braisa at the top of the page that says, according to the Rabbonon, on occasion you only need three. K'detaretza
rabchir ba'ovin. How could they say that when they say it's a totally different case? It's not the same case anymore. So you can't say sometimes the case is three, sometimes...
That's a different braisa. That's a different braisa.
What do you mean, then, Rebbe? You
said... The Mishnah is talking about one case. The braisa is talking about a different case. The Mishnah is talking about where they gave a mild hasra. And, according to the Chumim, that suffices. Therefore, you need 23. The braisa is talking about the same case, except they turned out to be Zomimin. If they turned out to be Zomimin, so their edus is scrapped. What's left now? A brand new claim on the part of the father claiming the knas. That's purely...
What's the chiddush? It's a separate case of knas. Whenever there's a separate case of knas, it's three edim. So then what's the...
That was Rav Chiya Bar Ovin's teretz all along, the whole omad. So says Rashi, Abaya is very happily riding on the back of Rav Chiya Bar Ovin's teretz. Exactly how Rav Chiya Bar Ovin explained the braisa, that's how Abaya will also learn the braisa. That's not Abaya's problem. Abaya's problem was only to explain the Mishnah And that's what he did. B'tuv tam v'das. And he explained the machlokes is not about laz, it's not about kovod, it's all about the definition of hasra. Okay, I see we're running out of time. A beautiful piece of Gemara, but we still have not finished the sugya. Be'ez Hashem will continue tomorrow.
Shkoyach.
Okay, have a wonderful day, everybody.
I'm willing to go.